Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by the Tommy Transformer Memorial Library. I'm Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hi, Aaron.
And Brick.
Hi, Aaron.
And calling from overseas, our personal pal, Nico.
Who's Tommy Transformer?
He's a Nobel laureate.
You could probably find out in his library.
Don't you remember Tommy Transformer?
Oh, Thomas Transformer.
Well, that's what allegedly his name is, but I think his actual name is Tommy Transformer.
And he now goes like we've this. Lost the sponsorship.
I get it. All right. Oh, shit.
Did not last long. Although it did last longer than some of our previous sponsors.
Yeah.
Big holes in the ground stood by us.
Big holes in the ground. Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to write books for a long time.
We worked it in to the episode.
They're a loyal friend.
That's true.
Sourdough yeast one up daily. Was a real flash in the pan, sourdough though. Sourdough yeast. What's up with sourdough yeast? I mean, come on.
Ask Home Depot.
The Yak Babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Dave, this was your topic. This topic this week, I'm going to let you introduce this one because you have to.
Gently.
We're going to steer clear of a certain term.
Yep.
I don't even remember where this came from now, and I also want to preface it by saying I don't have an answer. I'm hoping one will come to me.
You're saying you have no recollection of the...
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. Definitely start over now.
Okay, here's my question. If you could make every person in the world read one book, what would that book be and why? Do we want to do world? Do we want to do country?
Let's say world. Let's say world, and we can imply translation here.
Okay.
That's effectively translated for everyone.
Okay.
Just make them all read it in English.
Yeah. It's an imperialistic colonial exercise here.
Okay, so what book would you make everyone in the world read and why?
Gosh, this is a hard one.
So I'm not the only one who doesn't have an answer.
No.
All right, I'll start.
What do you got, Nico?
I would say some kind of like political World War II era, maybe kind of book, like, I don't know, like Diary of Anne Frank or
Night.
I don't know. It Can't Happen Here. Some kind of,
Mein Kampf.
Sure. Yeah. No.
That's what Nico was saying. Yeah, you're right.
Forcing people to do something. Just because like it seems like people have kind of forgotten a lot of the terrible shit that happens when your entire world moves sharply to the right and a lot of kind of fascists start taking over. And I think that would be useful.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sort of like doing a social good versus sort of like having your taste imposed on the world, sort of making people read a book you think would sort of have some sort of social transformation or sort of collective good. That makes sense. That's good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was between that and 50 Shades.
Everyone get fucking turned on.
I would make everyone in the world watch Aaron's video drunk review of that.
That would be that would actually be enjoyable though.
To bring the world together
back in the archives.
Man, what a journey since then, right? Mm. Okay, never mind.
Right, where we were before, right?
I think I'm a very different person than I was then.
Yeah, talking about your fursona.
Boy, this episode.
Jesus. Dave, you don't have anything locked and loaded?
No.
I think another idea I would have is like force everybody to take to read like some like 3,000 page dry as fuck book, like that Marcel Proust thing that's like 9 million words
In Search
long.
Of Lost Time.
Make everybody read that, but tell them that Aaron had made them read it. or maybe some kind of a mortal
just
enemy.
To punish me,
just to have everybody in the world hate a person. But that's not really in the spirit of this.
Sort of like Watchmen, but instead of alien invasion being sort of the common unifying enemy, it's just me making people read Marcel Proust. Okay, right. I get that. End all war by focusing all attention on me.
Yeah, or just, maybe get you murdered. Just see if you could survive, Like, it would be fun, I think.
Like the most dangerous game just on steroids. Sure.
Yeah. Just literally every person in the world hates you. We'll just see what happens.
Yes, imagine.
Anybody else? What is happening?
This is a hard question. Well, I want to say an encyclopedia.
But why?
Because my initial reaction was to pick some of my favorite kids' books.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's nice to have that shared kind of touchstone, a little bit like we talked about in a different episode about, you know, everyone's read Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, or whatever. Or, you know, everyone in the 80s has seen Transformers or whatever it is, Ninja Turtles in the 90s. And having those touchstones and be able to share that with everybody and try and pick one that was relatively wholesome and encourage the being nice to each other, because obviously that's an issue. But I don't know. I think that might be dismissive of the differences that are necessary in people to do it. So I don't think I actually would want that.
Right.
But what I do want is to live in a world where people aren't idiots. Because I think for some of the same reasons Nico was talking about, I think part of the difficulty with the world is people get scared and people get angry and people get stupid and then things get worse for everybody. So I would like to, if I had the opportunity to at least have people interact with the same thing worldwide, I would want it to be something that encouraged them to be individuals, but also to be thoughtful and to care about the people around them. But I can't think of what book that would be.
Coco's Kitten, maybe?
Yeah, definitely Coco's Kitten.
Well, it's about loving other animals
and
respecting differences.
Yeah. I Did It by O.J. Simpson.
If I Did It.
Well, If was written very tiny.
Or maybe like a high quality joke book so that everyone can just lighten up for a fucking minute. Jokes. Although a lot of them might be hard to translate. It's language dependent.
This episode might need a little more time in the oven.
8 billion people just know 101 Scary Kid Jokes.
Yeah. Something to make people laugh worldwide, though. That's my answer. I don't have a solution for it yet, but that's my fresh answer.
I think that my answer is...
Did you guys...
The answer is the Bible.
Well, not that far off. I was thinking the Bhagavad Gita, right? Sort of one of the more spiritual texts that are closer or have a sort of a bit more emphasis on peace and acceptance, right? Mm. You know, the Bible has that for sure, but it also has quite a bit of vengeance and smiting. So the Bhagavad Gita sort of is a bit more focused on, you know, harmony and respecting animals and other people and tolerance and
inclusion,
inner peace. Yeah. That kind of thing might be useful in that regard. That's kind of similar. I think Nico has the right idea. Sort of like trying to find sort of social good text, right? That might be the best option that would be sort of be accessible in different contexts.
Do you guys ever have like a summer reading book in college?
In college, no.
Were they made everybody read the same book? They did that
in my
school, and it was supposed to be like the same thing.
My freshman year of college, and it was Galapagos by Kurt Vonnegut, which was a pretty good pick for that.
Oh, well, that's...
So now maybe that'll be my that'll be my answer, because that's...
Everybody fucking hated it,
though. Yeah, well, what were the books?
Yeah, what books do you have?
I don't even remember it was the same thing. I think it was before freshman year, and it was like supposed to bond you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody liked it.
Yeah, Northeastern.
It was like homework before you even started class.
Northeastern does that. They have every year. They have a book that the freshmen are supposed to read, and you are encouraged to use it in your classes. And I
just one book.
Yeah, and I rarely do, but I did a couple times. That book, 5 Days of Memorial, I think that's what it's called, was part of that, and I loved that book quite a bit. That was the nonfiction account of the Katrina hospital that was devastated in Katrina and the things that went on there.
A good one would be Zabiba and the King. To teach everyone how to treat...
For sure, the transcript of our episode about that.
Oh, that's my answer.
The Rev.com transcript.
The Rev.com transcript of the Zabiba and the King drunk review.
I heard a books podcast last week that mentioned that book.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you immediately...
Get in the comments
and share that?
Post a link. Be like, you want to real review that book? Yeah. Check it out here. Rev.com. Ding, ding, ding.
We're off the rails.
Tell us about the races you hate. It's one of the greatest texts I've ever received.
Yeah.
Never fails to bring me joy. Dave, this is a complicated question, a difficult question. You have not answered.
I did answer.
Oh, wait, what did you say?
Joke book.
Oh, right. I don't want to hear good jokes. Yes, yes.
So everyone can lighten up.
Perfect. I'd be interested to hear anyone's response to this, on Twitter at YakBabies, and then email at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. And then you can also go to our Patreon, patreon.com/YakBabies, and donate $1 a month to get access to all of our bonus content. There's a lot of it. Every week, there's new bonus stuff coming out. Bro to Bros, games, author drafts, weird discussions of our pasts and our futures, and... lots of death talk in the bonus episodes recently. Maybe less of that in the future. But certainly interesting what we're talking about. Check it out. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly. and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.